States v. Garrett. Mr. Cook.
May it please the Court. My name is Dan Cook. I'm an attorney with the Federal Defender's Office for the Central District of Illinois. I represent the appellant, Chaz Garrett, in this case. The issue in this case is whether the district court committed plain error when it attributed to Mr. Garrett one criminal history point for a prior state conviction for bail jumping.
Well, you agree with it. Well, the government, you agree, don't you, that there was an error? So it's only a question of whether it's harmless? Is that the issue?
Yeah, the only contested prong of plain error review is the fourth prong, which is whether the error seriously affected the fairness, integrity, or public reputation of the judicial proceedings.
Everybody agrees that it was a plain error.
Right.
The question is, what happens next?
Right. We obviously would ask for remand. The government disagrees, citing a Tenth Circuit case, a United States v. Buonocore. That case is in a posit. It was a statutory Booker error case.
Yeah.
Unlike this case, there was no guidelines miscalculation. Actually, the defendant in that case received a guideline sentence.
What would be the reduction, assuming it goes back?
It would be around 18 months.
That's substantial. Anything over 2 days is a lot.
And that's not including the, because this is a crack cocaine case.
That's not including Kimbrough.
Right. That's not including Kimbrough or the 3582C2 motion that he would be entitled to file. If that were to happen, it would be anywhere from 40 to 50 months, I guess. That's my guess. Somewhere around there.
So 18 months would be between the sentence and the top of the other guideline, or the top of the guideline to the top of the correct guideline? Or?
18 months would be a middle, because he received a middle of the range.
He got middle
sentence.
Of the higher guideline. This, if he got the middle of the lower, he'd get 18 months.
Exactly. Around 18 months.
So, anything else you want to throw at us? I mean,
I do not. Other
I have a modest query that the last I heard that Judge Shabazz was not well and was not, continues to exist.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Your
Honor. Mr. Yarosh? Yeah, that's an important question. Yeah. So is he sentencing still, Judge?
No, he isn't. He is.
Oh, so it'd be sentenced by another judge.
It'd be sentenced by Judge Crabb.
Mean we have to remand.
Well, and this is the point the government's trying to make.
Because maybe we could think that Judge Shabazz would not change the sentence, but how could we think Judge Crabb would, Brian?
Well, I think the issue really, and I don't want to nitpick about it, but what we see happening is that the fourth prong in the plain error analysis becomes meaningless. In other words, we get to the point where we say, well, look, there's a procedural
error. Did you agree this was plain error?
Well, I agree that in the sense that plain error fulfilling all four requirements,
no.
The answer would be no. It does fulfill, if I could, the first three prongs because...
Well, supposing what you're afraid of is creating problems for the future cases?
It's the problem that we run into, that if every time we have a procedural error,
in
other words,
that.
The guidelines are incorrectly calculated.
So you're concerned about what happens in the future?
Right, because
okay,
what's going to happen is...
Okay, we can take care of that problem. That's fairly easy. But go ahead.
The 18 months is a big change. It's a big change.
If we do it by order, it won't have any precedential events. So go ahead. Carry on.
But we are still faced with the situation each time of saying... of coming up in the cases that I've cited, Hagenow and Hymas and
the
other cases.
Help the judges to compute the correct guidelines range.
Make sure
right?
that they don't make a mistake by calling their attention to the rules and let it go at that.
Absolutely, that's the first step, and that's something we want to do.
Well, then we've got the thing down cold.
But if I could just... finish, if that's the answer, if that is the answer, with all due respect, that means that we go from procedural error, miscalculation of the guidelines, automatic remand. And then what you're telling us...
Well, it's pretty serious giving a person the wrong sentence.
Well, it's under an advisory guideline situation, I think the situation's changed. The cases that are cited and relied upon, Hagenow and whatnot, are Wallace and Spears.
The judge is required to compute the guideline sentence, and generally, they, you know, 95%, I don't know what the percentage is, but most cases it's a guideline sentence. So if you change the guideline range significantly, you probably change the sentence.
Well, and if I could...
And is it a big bother to have a resentence? Is that going to be... Is that going to be an evidentiary hearing or anything?
Well,
supposing it happened every time, well, how burdensome would that be?
It's the burden on either the process or the government of correcting what in essence
well,
is.
Well, if you'd corrected it the first, they've got it right the first time, you wouldn't be here, right?
Yeah.
That's
so
true.
So if you're more careful in computing the guidelines range, you won't have to worry about us.
Home free.
Right, but then that means, I mean, the implication is that if I could, if Judge Shabazz had not said, I'm going to give you the middle of the guidelines, but Judge Shabazz instead had said, I'm going to give you 189 months based on the 3553A factors, because the guidelines are advisory, I don't see that is the same sort of implications.
We had cases where we were convinced that the judge would not lower the sentence when he corrected his error. He might have said, "Boy, this is the worst crime I've ever seen," you know, and so on. But we don't have that situation here, especially since it's going to be another judge. And so there's going to be any judge who so. I think your concerns are greatly exaggerated.
Okay. Unless there's any other questions, I don't think.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Yeah. And were you,
what he said was quit spitting in the wind.
Were you appointed, Mr. Cook? You were appointed. Well, you're a defender. Okay. Well, we thank the defenders for your efforts on behalf of your client. And court will stand in recess.